Okay, today's daf is daf pehe. So we were talking yesterday about a lav that applies to women, or maybe doesn't apply to women. In the end of the day, the Gemara concluded that a lav that shava b'chol certainly does apply to women. That's based on the pasuk isha isha ki yasu b'chol chatos adam. And then we extended it even to a lav she'eino shava b'chol adam lo yikachu. Even that which is unique to kohanim also apply to women. So now the Gemara on that in that backdrop, the Gemara asks in the top of pehe, hare tuma. Dilav she'ein shava b'chol. It doesn't apply to everyone. The iser of tumas kohanim only applies to kohanim, and yet we still see a distinction that it only applies to men, not to women, because time the kasser achmana b'nei Aaron. This is b'nei Aaron in Parshas Emor v'lo b'nos Aaron. So we have to have a special gzer sakasev to exclude women from this din of tumas kohanim, tumas meis rather. Lav hachi, had not been for this gzer sakasev of b'nei Aaron, I would have thought hava mina nashim chayavos. That women are chayv even in a lav she'en shava b'chol. My taima, what's the reason? Is it not because my taima la mishum de Rav Yehuda Marav? It must be for that reason of their concept that the women only have the din of lav shava b'chol. I should rather that lav applies to all lav applied to women, not only that which is shava b'chol. And the Gemara says, no, not true at all. What do you mean? Lo, digamrinin mi lo yikachu. In other words, the reason why you need a drasha to exclude women from tumas meis, because since lo yikachu tells me that a lav shava she'ena shava kol applies to women, you need another pasuk to tell me that this case it doesn't apply to women, and that's the back and forth. It's very circular, and the next line is also very circular. But in the end of the day, what comes out from all this is that the halachas of a lav shavachol and a lav she'ena shavachol apply to women equally, and only when there's a special kusav, a special gzeira kusav, like by Bnei Aaron, women are excluded. So Gemara says, ikadami, others say, kicha itzrichle, that you need the word kicha to tell me women are chayiv in lav she'ena shavachol. Why? Because Saika Daita Chamina, I would have thought maybe the starting point really should be Ligmar Mituma. Mituma is really the source that tells me Bnei Aaron, Vlobonos Aaron, that maybe Huadin, all other Lavim, She'en, Shav, Bechol, should not apply to women. So that's why I need Lo Yikachu to bring women back in Kamashblan. So in other words, again, Lav, Shav, Bechol applies to women. A lav she'ena shava kol, we have one pasuk lo yikachu that says it applies to women, and another pasuk Bnei Aaron says it doesn't apply to women, and that's the back and forth here. But in the end of the day, what comes out is that all lavin bein shava kol, bein she'ena shava kol apply to women, with the exception of tumas kohanim, and also the Mishnah tells in Kedushin of the iser of bal takev, the iser of hashchas hazaka. Gemara now says Rav Papa, Rav Huna braid of Yeshua, iklau lehin suvu. They were once visiting the city, is the place where Rav Edi lived. And Bar Minai, they asked, "Who's Haru Ksheros Linase Lepsulim Alo?" What we've been discussing at least yesterday, that do the women, the Kohenes, is she warned, does she have to be careful who she marries? We learned yesterday that she does not have to watch out who she marries. But they raised the question to Rav Edi, what's the din? Does she have to? Is she Muzar? And she can't marry a Chalal? Or she's not Muzar and she may marry a Chalal? So Amar Lahura Papa, Tanisua, he invoked the mission at the end of Maseches Kedushin. Asar Yuchsin, Alu Mi Bavel. There are 10 different groupings of men who traveled from Bavel to Eretz Israel, the times of Ezra. Kohanim, Levim, Vyisraelim, Chalalim, Gerim, Charum, which is a Eved Shichur, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shtuki, Vasufi. One is there where you didn't know the father, one is you didn't know any of the parents. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, these three groupings, Mutarm, Lavoz, Abazad, they can marry within each other, they're all kosher. Levim, Yisraelim, Chalalim, Gerim, Charurim are all Mutarm, Lavoz, Abazad, but a Kohen's not in this mix. Geri, Gerim, Charure, Eved, Shichur, Umamzerim, Nisini, Shistuki, Vesufi, all those are Mutarm, Lavoz, Abazad. Now, one interesting thing that's left off the list, he points out, is Ve'ilu, Kohanos. L'chalal lo katani doesn't mention whether Kohenes may marry a chalal or not. It must be that a Kohenes may not marry a chalal, because this Mishnah is telling us who's allowed to marry each other. So it should have listed a Kohenes is allowed to marry a chalal. So from the very fact it's on the Mishnah, must be that a Kohenes may not marry a chalal. They are muzhar al hapsul. So he says back, Amalei Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. No, not true. Kol, you know which types of cases they listed here? Only if it's mutter from both ends, the examples of the man and the woman, that if a chalal can marry a kohen, rather chalal can marry a kohenes, then a kohen, the kohen can marry a chalala, then we would write that a chalal may marry a kohenes. But since it's not that case, since it's only that a kohenes may marry a chalal, But a Kohen may not marry a Chalala. It doesn't work in both directions. It was off the list. That's what he writes. Kolhecha, the honey, nisvi, the honey, honey, nisvi, honey. But in the case where the man can marry the girl and the girl can marry a man, so then we list those cases, Katani. But Kohen, Kevin de ilu by lament of Chalala. Kohen may not marry a Chalala. It's Asirle, lo Katani, meaning even though a Kohenis may marry a Chalal, but a Kohen may not marry a Chalala, it was not part of this this same framework of the Mishnah. It was left off the list. So, also, Lakami de Ravidi bar Abin, Amr Lahu, Dar de Kihachi, we learned when we were little kids already, as children, we learned in preschool. Amr of Yehuda Marav, lo hu's haru ksheros linase lepsulim, that a ksheros, women, kohenes, are not warned about marrying psulim. In other words, they may marry psulim. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah we had a couple days ago, shnios midivrei sofrim. If a woman is married to a man who is usher to her on a secondary level and an iser midirbanon of arayos, so we had a whole list of things that don't apply to them, that there's no ksuba, there's no paris, there's no so on and so forth. So ask the Gemara now. Bo minei b'nei beri, people from a particular city, maybe Rav Sheshes, they asked Rav Sheshes the following. Shnia lebal, v'lo shnia liyavam, yesh la ksuba miyavam ola. If let's say that she's an usher to be with her husband because of shnias la'arayos, but her yavam is actually mutter to her. So would there be a ksuba in that case? What we said in the Mishnah, if she's shnia to the baal, there is no ksuba. But what if the yavam is a backup? Maybe the backup could be the ksuba can come from the yavam. How so? Do we say kaven damar mar ksubaso al nichse bali rishon lesle? Since when a yavama marries a yavam, the ksuba is taken from the initial relationship. In this case, there is no ksuba because he was shnila. So here as well, even though the yavam is theoretically permitted there, that we piggyback off to the initial ksuba, which case there was no initial ksuba, and she gets no ksuba at all, even from the yavam. Although perhaps we have a klal. Kaven dilu lesle mirishon takin le rabbanan misheni isle. We have a klal, forgetting a case of shnias la'arayos, the regular case. So let's say the baal had no money, so you have no money for the ksuba. So then we would fall back on the yavam to have his property take place of the ksuba here as well. Since the baal can't give a ksuba not for monetary reasons but for halachic reasons, so would we say the yavam would be able to back up and there would be a ksuba from the yavam? That's the shaila. And so the Gemara answers, Amr Le Rav Sheshes Tanisua, we have in the Mishnah, Ksubasa al Nichse Bale Rishon. It always goes to the first husband, Vimhaisa Shnia Labal. And if that first husband is usher to her because of Shnia's Lerayos, Afil Miyavam Ein La, even from the Yavam, there is no Ksuba. So now the Gemara asks a question, not a very strong question, because we know the answer already. The Gemara says, Mechlal, does this imply Dika Disle Miyavam? Is there ever a case where the Yavama can get from the Yavam? How could there ever be a case? Of course, we just told you where there's a case. Just walk through the Gemara. Just says, no, Michse, there's a Chasur Mechse, there's something missing in the Brisa or the Mishnah here. Really, the way it should read is as follows. Hachi Katani. Ksubas in general is al Nichse Bala Rishon. And V. Lesley Mirishon, if the Rishon, the husband, has no money, then Takir Lebishenu. Then the second one is the one providing the Ksuba. Vimhaisa Shnia Labal, if the initial husband, the original husband, the Baal, was usher to her because of Shnia, then Afil Miyavim Ein La, even the Yavim won't back up and there won't be a Ksuba from the Yavim. So that answers the question pretty clearly that there is no Ksuba in this particular case. So now the Gemara asks another question related to Ksuba. Ba Yimine Rebbe Elazar mi Rebbe Yochanan. Al Man Lekoin Gadol, Grush Vechalutz Lekoin Hedon, which as we all know is usher. Yeshlen Mizonos for Ein La Mizonos. Are the Mizonos in this case? Is there a responsibility of the Kohen Gadol to feed his wife who's asur to him? Is there a responsibility of the Kohen Hedyo to feed his wife, Grusha Chalutza, that's asur to him? Is there Mizonos? So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's the case here? Now we have to know that the din is there is a Ksuba in this case. There's a Ksuba in this case. The question is there also Mizonos in this case? We'll see when there are Ksubas, when there are no Ksubas, but the Klal is certainly by a Kohen Gadol to Amana and a Grusha Chalutza, the Kohen Hedyo, there is a Ksuba. So is there also Mizonos? So the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, what's the case? Hechi Dami. Ilema di Yasve Tose, if she's a Yashva Tachas sitting underneath him, which means they're living together, so then Bamud Vahotzi Kai. We tell them to get divorced. You can't let the Kohen Gadol to remain married to the Amana. We don't let the Kohen Hedyot remain married to the Grusha or the Chalutza. They have to get divorced. So Kohen Mizonos Islay? If they have to divorce her, we're going to allow her to get Mizonos. That's going to encourage her to stay longer. We don't want to encourage her to stay longer. We want to get out of there. So there is no Mizonos in the case where they're living together in the same house. So what's the Shiloh? Lo tzicha shahalachu l'medina sayam, where he went overseas now. So it's not possible for him to give a get right now in the current situation. And she's hungry. V'lovsa she borrows money, v'achla she eats. Does the husband who's overseas now have to pay the mizonos back for the what she borrowed? So my, do we say that mizone tenai ksuba ninu, midi'isle ksuba isle mizono, the responsibility of a husband to pay her his wife is part of the ksuba, to tenai the ksuba, and just like there's a ksuba, he must pay her, he also must pay a tenai ksuba, so he would have to pay mizonos. Oduma perhaps ksuba to the mishkal mifik isle mizona. So no, the reason why we the ksuba, because she's ready to leave. We want to get rid of her. He has a responsibility to pay her. And so she's trying to leave because she wants the money back. So that's going to encourage her to leave if she's able to collect the ksuba when she leaves. However, mizona, if we pay her mizonos on top of that, even though he's overseas, duma takev gave gaba. She's going to stick around because she's getting free meals all the time. That's going to encourage her to stay, and maybe we should say less late. So what's the halacha? Is there mizonos in this case where the husband, the kohen gadol, the kohen hedor, is overseas? Does he have to pay back all the money she borrowed to support herself? So Amrlai, the Gemara says, Leslie, there is no mizonos in this case because we want to encourage her to leave. By paying her, it will encourage her to stay. So Bahatanya, but doesn't the Brisa say otherwise? Yeshla, that she does taka get mizonos in this case. So Gemara says no. Kitanya hahi lachamisa. When does she get mizonos? After the husband dies. In general, when the husband dies, his estate has to support her during her almanas. So here as well, he has to support her. He's dead now. There's no concern of them remaining married. They're not married anymore. So she gets the mizonos. But if he's alive, then we don't want to continue to have them live together or stay married together. So therefore, we actually say she gets no mizonos to encourage her to leave. So Gemara says that again, kitanya hi lachamisa islay, when achamisa is when they get when she gets mizonos. Amarle, tanya yeshla. What do you mean? That if the tanya says that she gets mizonos, but don't they have to get divorced? What does it mean that she gets mizonos? Ela hatanya yeshla kitanya hi lachamisa. So again, just proving the same point here, that she gets mizonos only after the husband dies, but if the husband's still alive, she does not get any mizonos. So Gemara now says, last 8 lines or so of the page. Tani Rabbanan, almana l'koin gadol, gusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyo, yeshla ksuba, peros, mizonos, belos, v'psula, v'vlada apostle. That's one category. In these cases where there's a chiv lav, so she becomes pasul, she becomes a halala, but she still gets ksuba, and so we're going to focus on the ksuba, but she gets everything. Our focus will be the ksuba, that she becomes pasul, but she still gets a ksuba. In contrast to that, it is the situation of shnios medivrei sofrim, if it's an araya erva only medirabana medivrei sofrim, ain't no ksuba, she gets no ksuba, lo peris, lo mazonos, lo belos. The difference is whether she's kosher and the children are kosher, and whether there's a ksuba. So the first case where there's it's a deraisa, she's pasul, the children are pasul, and there is a ksuba. The second case, which is only midira banan, she remains kosher, the children are kosher, but there is no ksuba. So what's the difference? So Gemara gives two explanations. So last 2 lines of the Amud here. Why does she get a ksuba in this case? Mipnei shehu pasul v'hipsula. He's pasul, she's pasul. V'chol makom shehu pasul v'hipsula. Whenever both he and she are pasul, we invoke the concept kanso oso ksuba. We penalize him, the man. Mipnei ma amru. How come shnios medivrei sofrim ain la ksuba? She gets a ksuba. Mipnei shehu kasher v'hikshera. V'chol makom shehu kasher v'hikshera kanso oso ksuba. So when we make him pay, that's penalizing him. When we don't let her collect, that's penalizing her. So what's this distinction of him versus her? Why are we making such a split? So if they remain kosher, so she doesn't get disqualified, she has no reason to leave. She has no reason to leave. She remains kosher. Her children are kosher. What's encouraging her to leave? To nothing. So we say, you get no ksuba, you're going to penalize her. You're not going to get a ksuba. There's nothing, there's no reason for you to stay. You don't get mizonos. You don't get this. You don't get that. We don't want to encourage him to stay. But if a situation whereby she becomes possible in the first case, she doesn't want to stay married to someone who's possible to her, so therefore, he's the one encouraging her to stay, so therefore we penalize him. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes the top line of Pei Heyman Bei. It says Rashi, Kansu also ksuba, klomer lo kansuha, mishar kol nashim. We don't penalize her, we penalize him. That's the first case. However, haide kansuha, when we penalize her, that when she doesn't get ksuba by the divrei sofrim case, when is that? Kansu rabbanan lishniya ksuba, kadesh lo tisakev etzlahu. We don't want her to remain married to him. There are us, even though she remains kosher, but it's still an iser medivrei sofrim. If she has no ksuba, she's going to walk out. Well, she's not getting a ksuba. She's not getting mizonos. There's no reason for her to stay. Aval hacha, here in this case, lo, tzarech, we don't need that. Dimimela shavkin, the case where the itzah deraisa, where she becomes pasul, it's going to happen automatically, she's going to want to walk out on him. Why? Dichemin dehu pasul al yada, yesh ktata b'nem. He becomes pasul, she becomes pasul. There's a lot of fighting and arguing going on. There's a lot of tension here. They're going to walk out on their own once you're creating psulim. Children are pasul, they become pasul. We don't need to motivate them further, so it'll stay the standard case that he pays a ksuba. But when we want to motivate her to leave, where she has no reason to leave, when it comes to divrei sofrim, he's kosher, she's kosher, the children are kosher. What's motivating to leave? Once we take away the ksuba, we take away the mazonos from her, that's going to then motivate her to leave. That's all the first explanation according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that is, right? Then the Gemara says, there's another pshat. Gemara then says, four lines down, Rebbe Omer, no, the reason is nothing to do with him versus her. Rather, halu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah ein tzrichin chazik, v'halu divrei sofrim, v'divrei sofrim tzrichin chazik. That the first category of amani l'kohen gadol, kohen hedu l'grusha l'chulutza, that's an itzah deraisa. An itzah deraisa doesn't require any chazik. There's no need to invoke any penalty. So therefore, the standard case would go to the default that he pays ksuba. The second category of shnios l'divrei sofrim, the kal divrei sofrim require chazik, they needed to add in a kenas. So they penalized her that she's not going to get the ksuba. And that's the difference, deraisa versus the derabanan. And now the Gemara gives a third reason, which we're going to see is really is a second reason, davar acher. Yet a third reason is zehu margila, v'zehi margila. So who is the one trying to convince the other to stay? Is it him trying to convince her, or is it her trying to convince him? And whoever is that subject who's trying to convince the other, he or she's the one who's going to be penalized. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes first narrow line down, Zehu margila, aman l'kohen gadol, l'grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedot, hu margila. He is convincing her, umasitza linase lo. He's trying to convince her, coerce her to stay married to him, so he gets penalized, he must pay the ksuba in that case. However, Zu Shnia, the case of Shnia Slaraus, it's she who is convincing him. So she is penalized. She loses the ksuba. How so, says Rashi? Vizu Shnia, the Chabin Delo Ihi Mifsala. She doesn't become puzzle when marrying to Shnia Slaraus. Vilav Zara, Mifsala, and her children aren't puzzle either. Vilo Mafsi Mide Bibiasa. There's nothing lost by staying married with her. He, Margilasa, so she's going to say, let's stay married. Nothing lost here. Sha'isha wrote Linasa Yosem Ish. She much rather be married than the man in general. So she convinces him to stay married. I'm not being puzzled. You're not going to get puzzled. My children are not going to be puzzled. It's all going to be good. Therefore, we penalize her. That's the distinction. That's the davar acher. Sounds like a third reason. The Gemara is going to say this davar acher is actually explaining either Rebbe Shimon Elazar's reasoning or explaining Rebbe's reasoning. And we'll see 2 weeks at the Amriz how to read this davar acher. So that's what the Gemara now says. Davar acher. Alternatively, Man Katanila, who is the author of this davar acher of Zehu Margila or Zuhi Margila? So Ikadamri, some say, Ikadamar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Katanila, he is the author of this davar acher statement. So Ma Tam Kamar, it's explaining his reasoning, meaning Ma Tam Amru, how come we said Hu Pasul Fi Psulo Kunso Oso, we penalize him, Ksuba, that he has to pay the Ksuba. You know why? Mipnei Shu Margila, because he's the one convincing her to stay married. They're Pasul. She's Pasul, the children are Pasul, she wants to get out of there. And the Kohen Gadol said, no, stay married to me. The Kohen Hedda said, stay married to me. So since he's the one convincing her, he's penalized. He has to pay the ksuba. And then the Gemara says, Umatam, what's the reason? Who kosher if he ksherer? When everyone's kosher in the Shias Lairaos, Kansu Oso ksuba, we penalize her, and she loses the ksuba. Mipnei Shi Margila, so she's the one convincing him to stay married. He's like, let me get out of this relationship. She's like, nah, what's the big deal? I'm kosher, they're kosher, let's stay married. So since she's the one motivating them to stay married, we have to penalize her. That's the distinction. Davar Acher is explaining Shitas Rebbe Shimon Elazar. Then the Ikadami said, the other one says, no, it's really Rebbe Katanila. Rebbe's really the one who authored this Margila versus Margila. So how so? So the Ikadami Rebbe Katanila, V'chalutza kakasha. The question is, the Rebbe made the distinction of halu divrei sofrim, halu divrei Torah, halu divrei sofrim. Divrei Torah doesn't require chizik, divrei sofrim does require chizik. Now, the question according to this is chalitza. A case of chalitza, one who's a chalutza, the din is, which is only an iser midrabanan, should not get a ksuba. Yet we know that one who's chalutza apparently does get a ksuba. So that's the question. The ikadama Rebbe Katanila, V'chalutza kakashili, that was a question that they had. V'chalutza derabanan, chalutza is only derabanan, yet still we see it's like ksuba, but according to his formulation, his formula, it really should not get a ksuba. So the Gemara says, no, you know why? Because hadar amar, kevin de pasalei midirabanan, since it's psul midirabanan, zehu margila, bazuhi margila. So there's a distinction, even within a psul midirabanan,
there's a further chilek that if he's the one who's convincing her, then he'll have to pay the ksuba. That's the case of chalutza. He's trying to convince her to stay married. She said, I want to get out of here. I can't eat chuma. Now you just pass on me with their button. I can't eat chuma anymore. Let me get out of here. And he says, no, let's stay married. So since he's the one convincing her, by the chalutza midirbanon, he gets penalized. He has to pay her money. But the other cases of that are only pasul midirbanon, where no, she actually remains kosher. So then she's the one convincing him to stay married. Okay, so now the Gemara says, ben Rebbe le Rebbe Shimon Elazar. What is the nafkamina? So we have two different svaras how to explain when there is a ksuba, when there is no ksuba, but are there any nafkaminas? And the Gemara says, yes, there's a nafkamina as follows. At Amr of Chista, Mamzeris unesina li Yisrael ikimanayo. The Mamzeris is married to Yisrael. Is there going to be a ksuba? In that case, there's an Isra, there's a lav to stay married. Will there be a ksuba or not? So ika benayu man damer deraisa hanami deraisa. If it's about deraisas, so then there's a deraisa, and there should not be a ksuba here. Rather, there should be a ksuba because there's no need for chizuk. But man damer shumar gila, that he's the one who's convincing her to stay, he has to pay for it. He margila, like she's the one convincing him in this particular case. So therefore, there should not be a ksuba. Why is she convincing him in this case? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, ha hi margila. It's around 29 lines down, a few lines up from where we are in the Gemara. Ha hi margila lai, ho ve'ena grua machmasa. Because when a mamzeris or nesina marries Yisrael, nothing really happens to her or the children. U'mahadrili nasi mi Yisrael. She wants to stay married to him. Kedei lahalos zara, so that they should have children. Now, even though a child will be a mamzer, as Rashi says, afagav debnot nami mamzer, kaimam halach achar psul, you go follow the psul, and she's a mamzeris. Afil hachi, kevin dika takanta lemamzer. There's a way to remove the chalos mamzer, kirbi tarfon, who holds yichol mamzerim letar. You could purify the mamzerim, tircha minse Yisrael. There's a way to do this by marrying a shivcha, and then the child becomes an eved, and then you have you meshachar them. There's a way around it. So she's willing to stay married to the mamzeris to Yisrael, and since she's margila, she will not get a ksuba. But if it's all based on deraisa, well, this is a deraisa, mamzeris to Yisrael, so there's no need for chizuk. There would be a ksuba, there's no need for knas. So that would be an afkamina, bain again, deraisa, bain the klas svar being margila. So now Gemara says, okay, ule Rebbe Eliezer, damar hareze eved umamzer, not true. He does not think there's a way to purify a mamzer. A mamzer who marries a shivcha, the best the child could be is a eved mamzer, never purified. So since the woman's children will be possible, mamzerim forever, she actually won't want to stay married, so it's not a case of margilaso. So what's the nafkamina? Halo margila, she lo mida. She's not going to want to stay married to have her children to be an eved mamzer. Ela amr of Yosef, machzer grusha, mishinises ikabanao. If she gets married to somebody else, and then gets divorced or widowed, and remarries her original husband, that's an issa deraisa. Will she get a ksuba in that particular case? So Gemara says, man damar deraisa, the one who holds is dependent on deraisa. So how namar deraisa, that's an issa deraisa, and issa deraisa lo bayi chizik, so there would be the ksuba. That's the regular case. But man damar bibnei shu margila, ha hi margila. No, the only reason why he pays a ksuba normally, because he's the one convincing her to stay. But in this case, by machzer grushaso, she's the one convincing him to stay. Why she's the one? Because since the iser machzer grushaso, there is no mamzerim. Mams is only from chiv karis, but not from a chiv lav. So she convinces him to get married, so she gets penalized, and she would lose the ksuba in this particular case. Ask him, okay, that makes sense if you don't hold the Rabbi Kiva. But if you hold the Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Yesh Mamzer Mechayu Lavin, so the children will be Mamzerim, so she won't want to stay married by Machzer Grusha. So what will the Nafkamina be? So the Gemara says, lo Margila Leiv, lo Mida. She won't want to stay married if her children will be Mamzerim, according to Rabbi Kiva. Ella Amar Papa, Bu'ula Lekoin Gadol Ikebanao. That's the difference in this case. Why that? What's the difference here? Because Man Demamar Deraisa Hanami Deraisa. A Koin Gadol may not marry a Bu'ula. It's a deraisa, but lo by chizik, so she still gets the ksuba. But man damar pipnei shu margila, he margila. In this case, she's going to convince him to stay married. Why? What's the difference in this case? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Be'ula is penuya l'kohen gadol, asa asei ika, besulav lo be'ula, v'lav haba mecha asei. So this is an asei, v'lav, this, no, we ignore the zona part, but only by chayvi lavin will there be a mamzer for Rabbi Kiva. But this is only a chiv asei, so the children will remain mutter, so she's going to convince the Kohen Gadol to remain married to her, and because there's no psulim. So since it's her fault, she will lose a ksuba if you hold this based on margila. So then the Gemara says, okay, but what about according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Maryesh Chalal Michayvi Asei? He holds, even by a chiv asei, like the case of Kohen Gadol to Be'ula, it will produce a mamzer, so she won't want to stay married. Halo margila levlamida. She's not going to convince him to get stayed, so she should still get the ksuba. So Ella Amar of Ashi machzir safek sotasa ikumanayim. If there's a suffix sota, which is the case where the husband warned her not to be bestir this person, and she's a bestir that person but doesn't drink the sota, so she's called a suffix sota in that case. So ikbenai, that's the nafkamina. Why? Because it's usher for her to look at Rashi. Rashi writes suffix sota. Shekinala v'nisra, he warned his wife, she is bestira. V'kayala v'isra, the raisa, he cannot remain married to her. For them to be with each other. So that's an issa deraisa. So those who hold that the driving force, the main factor is issa deraisa, that's when you don't need a ksuba. Rather, that's when there still is a ksuba, there's no need for a penalty. That's man damar deraisa, hanamar deraisa. So she gets a ksuba, there's no kanas here. But man damar b'nei shu margila, the reason why he pays a ksuba is because he convinced her to stay. He, in this case, margila la, because since in issa sota, the children actually won't be usher. Rashi says, "Hala magila alay," because the nichala lishos bereshit lo milifse mikuna. That he's not going to convince her. Rather, when hold on a second, I think that's the next line. So ignore that piece for a second. So again, mandam b'vedeshu magila hahi magila alay. She's going to convince him to stay in this case of the suffix sota because her children are not going to become possible. So therefore, she should be penalized in this case and lose the ksuba. So Gemara says, "No." The Rabbi Masya ben Harish damer afilu halach bala lashkosa. The din is Baaleh Badech Asazona Hala Margila Lamide. So the din is that according to him, holds that if the suffix sota is Baal, if the husband's Baaleh, so the din is she becomes a Zona, so then she's going to be very careful and she's not going to want to stay married to this particular individual. She's going to get a din of a Zona. So Ella Amara Mar Barav Ashi Sota Vade. If she's a Sota Vade, which means that there were Edim, not simply that were suffix, they're Vade Edim. So she already is a Zona. She already said, the previous case, she wasn't a Zona. But if the husband's Baaleh, she becomes a Zona, she won't want to stay married to the guy. But if there's Vade, there are Edim. So she already has a status of a Zona, and whatever happens to the children is all the same, nothing will change. So that would be the Ikebanah, because there's an Issa deraisa for them to stay married. So lo bai chizik, there would still be a Ksuba. But if it's about them being Margila, in this case, she will be Margila, because she has nothing to lose in this case. She already has a Zona, and therefore she will be penalized, and she will lose her Ksuba. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day, a good Chodesh. This is next mission. It goes into the next half, so it makes sense to wait till tomorrow. Bechtiyah.